The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.
You're listening to SBS News.
A group's fear, a harsh winter in Gaza, is exposing vulnerabilities. From fragile makeshift shelters, struggling to shield displaced Palestinians from the elements, to meeting their basic needs. Ambaha is among those living in the Deir al-Balah refugee camp.
Look at these clothes. How will we wear these clothes? Look at these blankets, they're all soaked. Where do we go? How do we cover ourselves? Look at these mattresses and the tent. Who would live in that?
Israel's registration crackdown will see the licenses of 37 aid groups expire on January the 1st. The list of groups facing suspension include multiple branches of Doctors Without Borders, Oxfam, the International Rescue Committee, and World Vision. The Israeli military body Kogat says the organisations did not bring aid into Gaza throughout the current ceasefire, that the government decision will not result in any future harm to the volume of humanitarian aid entering the Gaza Strip. But a coalition of NGOs in the United Nations has condemned Israel's move. They've issued a joint statement saying the stricter vetting rules place humanitarian operations in fundamental jeopardy, calling the rules arbitrary and highly politicised. Doctors Without Borders Emergency Coordinator for Palestine, Claire Sanfilippo, is voicing her concerns.
We're facing a risk of being deregistered as of January 1st, 2026, which would force MSF to stop operations within 60 days. This would effectively block MSF from operating in Gaza, where we support 1 in 5 hospital beds and 1 in 3 births.
NGOs were told in March they must register the names of their workers and provide details about their funding and operations. Israel says it's necessary to prevent Hamas infiltration. Israel also reserves the right to take action against groups it deems hold anti-Israel positions. The foreign ministers of 10 countries have come to the defence of aid groups. They've criticised the rules as restrictive and unacceptable, saying the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains catastrophic and Israel must ensure NGOs can operate in a predictable and sustained way. They also raised concerns about access to shelter and medical equipment, demanding that what they called unreasonable restrictions on essential supplies be lifted. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has dismissed the criticism as false but unsurprising. Israel says conditions in the enclave have improved since the ceasefire came into effect.
Ready to make this summer a little more bilingual? Whether you're polishing your skills or looking to level up, SBS has podcasts to help you learn at your own pace. Check out Slow Spanish, Slow Japanese, or Slow Italian Fast Learning. Or try Easy French and Easy Croatian. Perfect for road trips, beach days, or lazy afternoons. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you get your podcasts.